USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
D.C. police report a Virginia man was arrested Friday when he tried to enter a restricted area near the U.S. Capitol with unauthorized credentials, a loaded handgun, and about 500 rounds of ammunition. Wesley Allen Beeler of Front Royal, Virginia, was stopped by U.S. Capitol Police about 6:30 p.m. Friday local time. He's about a half mile away from the Capitol building. NASA ignited all four engines of its giant space launch system for the first time on Saturday, but the hot fire test ended much earlier than expected. Mounted in a test facility at NASA's Stennis Space Center in Mississippi, the 8-minute test to simulate a launch off the planet only ran about a minute before it unexpectedly shut down. The U.S. Geological Survey announced an earthquake measuring a magnitude of 4.5 rattled Northern California just after 8 p.m. Pacific on Saturday night. The quake was felt around much of the San Francisco Bay Area. The epicenter of the quake was about 30 miles northeast of Monterey, California. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Reuters is reporting an unknown gunman shot and killed two female judges in Kabul, Afghanistan on Sunday as they traveled to work. No other details were available. The Biden administration says it will hit the ground running with a slew of executive orders on day one. The executive actions to be taken on Wednesday include rejoining the Paris Climate Accords, reversing a travel ban on several majority Muslim countries, extending a pause on federal student loan payments, halting evictions and foreclosures, as well as mandating masks in interstate travel and on federal property. Most of the measures are a reversal of Trump policies and do not require congressional action. U.S. Department of Agriculture announced a Nestle recall of Hot Pockets. Pepperoni Hot Pockets are the focus of the recall. The potential for contamination by non-food items is the reason. The report says pieces of plastic and glass are in some Hot Pockets. So far, only one minor injury has been reported related to the contamination, but the agency says this product should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The divisional playoffs are halfway completed Sunday morning. Taking a look at Saturday's games, USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
The Green Bay Packers are heading back to the NFC Championship game after knocking off the Los Angeles Rams 32-18. Aaron Rodgers threw for 296 yards and 2 touchdowns, while Aaron Jones added another 99 yards and a score on the ground. They await the winner of Sunday's matchup between New Orleans and Tampa Bay. And the Buffalo Bills are headed back to the AFC Championship game for the first time in 27 years after beating the Baltimore Ravens 17-3. Buffalo's Taron Johnson tied an NFL record with a 102-yard interception return for a touchdown. The Bills will take on either Kansas City or Cleveland in next week's AFC title game. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Sunday's playoff games will be entertaining. The Cleveland Browns will be going into Kansas City to play the Chiefs at 3:05 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Then Tampa Bay Buccaneers travel to New Orleans and play the Saints 6:40 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Tech mogul Elon Musk took to Twitter last Thursday to slam Facebook, essentially telling everyone to bail on Facebook because of its intrusive policies and what they do with your personal information. Musk instead recommended users choose the app called Signal. This isn't the first time Musk has publicly sparred with Facebook over privacy concerns. Back in 2018, he had his own personal Facebook page removed and those of his companies Tesla and SpaceX. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.